Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got?
For juggalos and juggalettes.
You are now listening to the best friends podcast in the world.
Internationally acclaimed, Cindy Crawford approved podcast of hops, high fives, and friendship. I am your host, the crispiest of boys. I still haven't, every week I forget to pull this clip. The crowd killer of crispies. It's Tom.
Yeah, I'll do the crowd kill.
it's Tom.
I feel like that's our salute when you say that, the crowd killer of crispies, and we just all do the crowd salute. Kill. Love it.
Yeah.
And I'm your other host, the Hot Master General, the Royers Ford Rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah.
Bit loud.
It's Dan.
It was a bit loud. All right, everybody. Welcome back. We have a good one for you. And I think we have something that will, we have a good episode. We're going to bring something back. I think we'll bring it to, we'll bring it to the chat of what they think about it, but
we got a great mix of craft beer and sillies for tonight.
We'll bring this to the chat, how they feel about it, but, might do a little format change to the podcast.
Oh,
we started it last week. We're going again this week.
That format change. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. No, Dan, I'm not
like,
just
is this something you're just gonna, you're gonna propose to me like mid episode.
Yeah, no,
that's, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Dan, we're missing $17,000 from the bank account. don't worry about
my
that.
New patio.
Yeah. I have this thing for work, that I'm doing this thing for like the kids at work. I have this chain. Like it spins. Ready?
What? Did you get that off of Temu?
No. Surprisingly, Temu was not great for this. This is just an Amazon purchase.
Okay.
But I was just going to wear this one day. And so you could be like, oh, Tom, did the Twitch money finally hit? Like,
yeah.
No, I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
I haven't seen anything about that.
I haven't seen anything.
No, haven't seen anything come through.
It's a beautiful gold chain, man.
It is, right?
You're like the Rick Ross of craft beer podcasts.
Yeah, I really am. the Maybach music, Maybach group. All right, everybody. We're back. It's the year of the crowd killers.
The 2020 hard four.
Yes. 2020 hard four. We're keeping it hardcore. We're going, man, this song came out before we were born, Dan.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a Tony Hawk Pro Skater song too.
It is. Is this the OG soundtrack, right?
Yeah. It's the OG or the second one.
I think it's OG.
Pretty sure it's the OG.
Yeah. But yeah, we are the best friends podcast in the world and we are starting right now.
Like this sounds only like 30 seconds.
Yeah, a little Black Flag action.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I never thought of it until now, just like saying that. But mm-hmm. I should find, because we only have 30 seconds to play a song before Facebook takes us down.
Right.
And like hardcore music is the perfect way to find a 30-second song.
Yeah. Yeah, there's way too many of those, like those songs that are just like
yeah. I'm gonna make it my mission to find like a 30-second song for the intro.
I love that. I like that a lot. Yeah, we need to start doing those. Just play the whole song.
Yeah, exactly. I want the whole song to fit into the intro right there.
Yeah,
it's the only time we'd ever be able to do it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, everybody. Well, we are back. It is 2020 R4. And we're going to do some housekeeping right now. And once I find this,
kick off that lo-fi Tommy Buns.
There it is. All right, everybody. Remember, you know the deal. You know what we talk about. Follow, rate, review. Give us a follow on all major podcast platforms. Give us a rating. Dan, rating?
5-star party, baby.
Shoot us a review. Review is the best way to support us non-monetarily. It takes a couple minutes out of your day, and it helps us gain some traction on the old podcast charts.
This podcast algos,
yeah. Yeah, the algos. And if you do want to support us monetarily, there's two ways to do it. There's a link in our bio. It takes you to a listener support section. Donate some money that way. If you don't want to do that, if you want to support us monetarily, the best way to do it is...
The best way.
Daniel, what's the best way to support us?
It is sub with Prime.
Yeah. If you have an Amazon Prime account, you can link it to your Twitch, twitch.tv/bestbestfriendspod. You can subscribe to us for a few months for free, get a little ad-free action. We get a little kickback from old Daddy Bays. And yeah, that's the best way to do it. Honestly, in my humble opinion, Twitch is the best way to view the podcast.
Yeah, we need to see more purple in our chat here.
Yeah, I know a lot of you like the old boomer method of Facebook.
I was gonna say, I was like, is YouTube like more boomer? Because like we've only have one YouTube person.
Honestly, no, I like watching live YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I think, yeah, Facebook's definitely boomer territory.
Facebook is, I think, is the worst viewing experience.
Yeah. But
you know, whatever floats your boat. And as always, we are part of the Hopped Up Network. Hopped Up Network is an ever-growing group of independent craft beer podcasts, much like our own. If you like our podcast, you might like some of the others on the network. Give them a follow. www.hoppedupnetwork.com. Instagram at Hopped Up Network. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, like I mentioned in the opener, we're doing a little format change. We're going to see how everybody feels about it. You know, we are kind of a democracy. Last week we kind of started it and we were like, you know what, this is nice. It's a nice flow of the podcast. We don't have to worry about rushing through. It feels like we spend more than half the episode on one beer and then we go to the next. So
yeah, we go to the next for like all but 20 minutes.
Right. So, we have been toying with the idea of doing one featured beer per episode.
Yeah. We were talking about doing more single hop beers mm-hmm. for, 2024. We're going to do some single beer episodes now.
Yeah. And I think that kind of makes the beer a little bit more special, kind of puts it center stage, like one beer. There it is. This is what we're drinking. I mean, honestly, I think it's how we started the podcast, right?
It is. Yeah. We just had like a beer that we drank and had a bunch of topics around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
back when we were a comedy podcast, Tom, remember how great we were at being
a debate podcast, Dan.
Yeah. Comedy debate podcast, yeah.
Which first couple debates, solid, Dan,
pretty solid.
Mustard or ketchup.
Yeah.
Pizza rolls Tutino's versus
pizza rolls, yeah.
Versus
pizza
bagel bites. Yeah. Well, some of that. What some of that other debates? What did we have? What were the other debates we had?
I thought those were like those two were the biggest that we had.
I think those were the first two that we had.
Yeah. And I think it just went off the rails after that.
We had a couple good ones. I'll have to go back and look at it. But yeah. So I think we're going to start doing featured beer, because we did. That's what we did. We were a debate podcast, comedy debate podcast.
Yeah, we would
podcast.
Just like do the intro, and then in the intro be like, yeah, what are you drinking tonight, Tom?
Yeah, we're featuring a beer.
Yeah, we're featuring a beer.
Yeah.
We took the stabby pod route.
Yes.
Or they took it from us. We don't know when they started, but you know.
Yeah, this is about the same
time. Come in, intro the podcast, talk about a beer, and then just get right down to what we thought was the
old
comedy.
Yeah, the old nitty gritty. I didn't think that format was terrible. We had a guest on.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought them in on the debate.
Yeah, because you can't have a debate with two people.
Oh, yeah.
But just always be split. Then always exactly. be trying to tell me that ketchup is better than mustard.
It's better than yellow mustard.
No.
I'm a Dijon guy. I like my Dijons.
Yeah. Like every mustard. That's why it's so goated. Every mustard is great. But either way.
Good God, what a catch.
Coors Bank. Wait, get it's cracked every week as the feature beer. I mean, we can be bought.
I got some talk about banquet beer later.
I mean, I think I have some swag that will eventually be right behind me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But needless to say, we have one beer to feature, and we are going to be featuring a beer from our old friends at Brothers Kirshner. We are going to be featuring, what is this called? Moon?
Yep, this is Moon. It's an English style dark mild.
It's very difficult to read.
Comes in at a whopping 3.8%.
Oh, give me all of that low ABV.
Oh man, we're gonna be nice and sober for this run.
Oh, I had a little bit of a warm up.
I had a warm up. I also like that about the single beer series is we can come in on the podcast warm up just drinking a beer.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Don't have to talk about it. It's there.
Yeah,
we get to the featured beer.
I'm gonna have to keep a solid stash of High Life in the.
I'm gonna keep that thang on me.
Yeah, we gotta reach out. We gotta get another. We gotta get a briefcase of crisp limes. We got to reach out to our plug at New Trail.
Yeah, we do have a plug up there.
Yeah, we got to get to the plug.
It was funny. I was discussing with him when Crisp Lime was going to come down from up north. I was like, when are you guys going to start distributing that? And he gave me the most vague answer. And then it came out like the following week. It was like, or not even the following week, like 2 days later.
Wow.
But yeah, we have a guy who's brewing over there that we could probably have on if we just ask him.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
Oh yeah. Remember the dude, a boy Ron who used to work at Iron Hill.
Oh yeah, he's up at New Trail now.
Poor Decision. Yeah, he's up there.
Okay. Yeah, we should.
I've been talking to him a little bit about.
We should do that.
Crisp. So maybe I'll.
Since Mike LaRosa doesn't answer our texts anymore.
Oh yeah, nice. I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to a lowly brewery in Poly. I'm just like, what's up, buddy? Long time.
All right, let's get a craxy here.
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1. All right.
You know, and we don't have to rush that second crack too.
Oh yeah, perfect. It's beautiful. So Dan, I had a met up with a certain somebody at Rebel Hill to have a little pregame action.
Was that Brewers in PA you met up with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and Chad burying the old hatchet.
Oh, you guys are adorable.
I met up with the mule at Rebel Hill.
Awesome.
Popped in, took a look at the board. He was already there drinking, and I popped in, looked at the board. And I went, okay. I'll have a pivotal. And nice. I looked at Mule and was like, hey, what are you drinking? He was like, pivotal. It's like, it's just refreshing.
You're lucky it wasn't a coffee cream ale.
That was later.
Yeah, I was gonna say
he probably he didn't. He went to his second beer was Beer Me.
Look, he didn't want to embarrass himself in front of you. He only drinks that swill when I'm working.
He does have a penchant for coffee flavored beers.
He does.
Terrible, terrible coffee flavored beers.
All right, cheers, Tom. I'm taking a sip of this bad boy. Oof. This one's a roasty boy. I love it.
Yeah, it's very roasty. And I was going to say it's kind of thin, but then I remembered it is 3.8%.
It's also a mild, dude. They're all supposed to be like a lighter body.
But this is like very thin for, in my opinion, very thin for a mild. But again, it's that 3.8% lower body or lower ABV. It makes sense. But the flavor profile is all there. It's just kind of like, to me, on the back end, like, I'm not getting like any like
bread. I'm not getting any of the bready notes for this.
No.
We got a lot of roast, though.
And there's really no like staying power on the palate.
I think it's got like some roast. I was like, I'm missing the like the rye breadiness to it, but I do love their take on a dark mild. Like, there's almost like a coffee roast to it, a little bit. I mean, it is. I don't know. I think it's on the lighter side in terms of the body, but yeah. I feel like a lot of milds are. I always describe, because milds are tough to describe to customers. Like, they don't know what a dark mild is. They don't know what a, like a bitter, like, especially like an ESB or like a pub ale, like, they're like, what's a bitter? And you're like, oh man, I got to describe this and like put it in great terms. But like the way I describe dark milds is that I always call it like a stout al fresco or like a diet stout. I'm like, it's going to give you those lovely roasty notes of a stout that you could have on a nice cold day, but it's going to be a lighter body for you. Like, this is, and I, you know, we've been getting rained on for the last like 90 days here in Pennsylvania. So, you know, those rainy days that I'm working, I'm like, this is a beer you want to have on a rainy day next to a fire.
Yeah. Yeah. This is kind of like what it reminds me of. Have you ever had one of those cold brews that are mixed with seltzer?
I forget what they're like called. Carved up cold brew. Yeah. It does have that carved up like cold brew kind of vibe to it. It is a lot of roast to it. I'm very surprised. Like, a lot of like miles I have are more like bready. This is like definitely roasty.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this is a. I forget what is that called? I need to look it up. But yeah, in the meantime, Matt's words were word for word. I always get the calmer than cream, but only had time for two today. So we ventured out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got his, got out of his comfort zone. Cold brew with seltzer. What's that called? Cold brew fizz. I thought there was another name for it.
That's an adorable name for it, Tom. Yeah. Is that something you used to order at your time in New York? Go up to those coffee shops and be like,
no,
can I get a cold brew fizz?
And
before you walk in, they're like, there's that jerk off that always gets a cold brew fizz.
Yeah. No, I had it at some like hoity-toity cafe around here. It was like one of those things, like you see it on a board and you're like, oh. I mean, it doesn't seem like it would work. Like a
brute IPA?
Yeah, you don't, exactly.
It's brute IPA of coffees.
It shouldn't work, and it kind of doesn't, but it kind of does. It's like, okay, this is fine. I'm never going to have it again, but I tried it.
Yeah.
And good for me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Branching out.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think I had it once, and it was like, yeah, it is what it is. It's what you would expect, like club soda and coffee.
Yeah.
But this is what it reminds me of. It's like, you know, like a thinner, like you said, it's diet stout.
Yeah. It's like, it's just like a lighter bodied version of like, hey, you're a stout drinker, but you know, it's maybe a little bit warmer outside than what you usually have. Like when you usually have a stout.
Right. And I'm just trying to be descriptive. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying, you know, if it's good or not. I'm enjoying it. I like this one a lot. The thing that I like about it, and I've said it about multiple beers, is that it's light, and you can, I feel like I can have a couple of them. Whereas like, you know, a heavier, roasty beer, I'm only going to have one of, you know?
Yeah. Like go into like stouts. You know, it's tough to go a couple rounds, but yeah, I mean, a mild's made to be like, yeah, a drink at the pub, you know, you're going to have one, two, three.
Yes. Dylan, an espresso martini, please. Just hold the martini. Go light on the teeny. I don't get like why, like, I think we talked about this before on the podcast, the younger generation, which it just hurt my, it hurt my back to say that.
Yeah. My knees just creaked,
but like these,
I sound like the Tin Man over here.
I went to a happy hour at work with like the, all the young kids.
Oh man, and this is going to be a continuous theme of me and the young kids at work.
but they were ordering espresso martinis. And I was like, I felt like, what's his name? Diedrich Bader in Office Space.
Yeah.
And I asked my buddy, I was like, would you ever order an espresso martini? He was like, no, would you? Yeah. And I was like, no,
hell no.
Hell no. I believe you get your ass kicked for that. Yeah. Like, I was like, I could not imagine in my 20s going to a bar and being like, I'm going to have an espresso martini. If I asked for any martini, you would get your ass kicked. You would get made fun of for weeks.
Unless you're going months. like James Bond, you know, you're getting like a dirty martini or something.
I mean, even then, Dan, imagine. Ooh.
Dude,
imagine going to like the bistro on a Friday night and walking up to your friends at the bar.
The glass is definitely.
Yeah, I'll have one martini, please.
Yeah, I was gonna say cocktail bar. That's where I have that.
But again, like in our 20s,
we weren't going to cocktail
bars.
We're going to bar bars.
Yeah, we're going to bars where they have like, you know, PBRs for $1.25.
Yes.
You would absolutely get roasted for
agreed.
That's for true. Ordering a martini, let alone a flavored martini.
Yeah, that's weird because I always hear, you know, and I don't want to misgender your coworkers, but you know, I see a lot of like females getting the espresso martinis.
Yes, I wouldn't bat an eye at. That's acceptable. No, I saw multiple guys go and get an espresso martini.
Damn, like a whole party. Like, yeah, let's get some teenies, boys.
There was at least four of them slamming espresso teenies.
Nothing but hair on your chest like an espresso martini.
Yes, exactly. Dylan, when I was introduced to the Citywide, that was something beautiful.
Yeah, the Citywide's
I remember Dan coming up to Brooklyn and going to my local watering hole and being like, shot in a beer, $6.
Yeah. Is that the place that had that weird spiral iron staircase? Yep. We were on the second floor, just like killing Citywides.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll have another.
Yeah. Banquet beers. And I think it was Banquet beer and Jack Daniels.
I think a Citywide's the best way to like pace a shot too. You take a shot, and you're drinking a banquet beer, and that's like, it's like a half hour, maybe 20 minutes of drinking that beer, unless you're really slugging it back. But
yeah, that's what you're looking for, Chris White. Pool tables and dart boards.
Yeah, or that shuffleboard.
Yes, shuffleboard.
That shit rips.
Shuffleboard or the shuffle, the bowling with the shuffleboard.
Yeah. Yeah, the bowling with it.
Yeah.
Little golden tea action.
Ooh, a little golden tea. Yes. Golden tea. Solid. Yeah, you really can't beat the $5 Citywide PBR and Jack. Yeah. When we had it, it was banquet beer and Jack.
Oh, I thought it was like Jim Beam. I thought it was Jim Beam. And
it might have been Jim Beam. It was.
I was, I was like, shit, man. Because like Jack's, you know, Jack was a steady in my repertoire, but I remember being like, shit, it's been a while since I had Jim. And I was a little apprehensive at first. I was like, all right, I guess.
But yeah, I mean, that's what you were getting in your 20s. You're going out. I mean, you want to spend as little money as possible.
Yeah, exactly. You're there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Pace it out.
Dan, you had some beer news?
Yeah, I do have some beer news. It's not really like news, but
do you want to do beer news, or do you want to look at my burner?
Ooh, let's preface this at the beginning of the podcast, guys, before we started the audio, or we were kind of rolling into the audio with it, but Tom's Reddit burner account needs to be discussed.
Yeah. All right. So let me present this.
Get this pulled up.
Yeah. So this is my burner account. There's only a couple of you watching this, so I feel okay throwing this up here.
In the stream, I mean, you can always bleep it out in the audio.
Yeah. So this is my Reddit burner.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Captain Insano.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Got the picture there.
You said your name in the audio, so now you gotta bleep it.
Yeah. But if you look how it's spelled, then
spammed hard by Ghana.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at how it's spelled here, they're not going to be able to find me. You know,
it's good.
You know, I got the Captain Sano backdrop. Pretty proud of that.
Captain Sano shows no mercy.
He shows no mercy, Dan.
So Tom, I wanted to see, like, do you have any of your troll comments when you hover over comments? Like, are there some bangers?
I haven't used it in a while.
I was hoping that there was going to be some, like, okay, so this is a post of somebody's dog, and I just tear
no,
into it.
No, I should start using it for that. I really used it just back in the day. It was Wall Street, but with Wall Street Bets. So stock stuff. There isn't much to it. I do need to start using it though, to like, just really like troll people.
I think we should have a segment called Captain Sano Trolls Craft Beer, or like r/craft beer.
You know, Dan, you're kind of on fire tonight with your ideas.
Oh man, I'm firing on all five cylinders.
Mm-hmm. You think you're a V5, Dan?
I'm not quite a six.
I'd put you at a rear wheel drive V4.
Nice. Thanks, Tom. I don't know if I should take that as like a compliment. It sounds like you're a compliment in my ass. You're like, you're a real whale. V4.
It does sound. That's a good one.
It makes me want to like pull my shirt down and cover my ass. What's he talking about? I'm uncomfortable.
I was thinking more of like a 98 Ford Escort.
Ooh.
Reliable.
You're calling me an escort.
There you go.
It's not really working.
How about you're a 99 Toyota Corolla?
I like that.
You're reliable.
That's front wheel drive. It's nice.
Is it?
Nice and reliable. Yeah.
Is a Toyota Corolla front wheel drive?
Oh, of course.
Toyota Corolla. Let's see. 99.
Tom's boomer Googles.
Yeah.
Hold on. Stop the show. Let me Google this.
Stop the
this.
Show, guys. Straight engine? No, I don't want car. I don't want the Carfax.
Show me the Carfax.
Rear. No, maybe you're right, Dan. I think it is front wheel drive.
Boom.
It's not confirmed. It's not confirmed. Is the 1999 Toyota Corolla front-wheel drive? Front-wheel drive. There it is. Confirmed. The Corolla, the Camry, and entry-level Corolla Cross, among others, are all front-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they're running on hamster wheels in that under that hood, man. They're not rear-wheel drive. They don't have the torque for it.
You can get a Toyota Corolla right now. 31 miles to the gallon, 38 highway.
Yeah, it's insane.
Let's see, Dan. How much do you think we could buy a fair mileage 99 Toyota Corolla? How much do you think we could buy that for?
I would say we could get that bad boy for $3,200.
$3,200, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
They hold their value, though, so it might be higher. I think it's, if anything, it's going to be higher.
Okay. I mean, this is a almost 30-year-old car.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dan, 83,000 miles.
Okay.
That's a Toyota Camry. Andy Man saying 2,500. 87,000 miles.
Okay.
99 Toyota Corolla LE.
Okay.
Then. Oop, wrong screen. Sorry. Wrong screen.
He's showing his burner Reddit again.
Yeah.
You don't want to show all the comments he's made before. You really kind of shook that off. Like, I kind of feel like you have a lot of racist comments under that.
$5,000.
$5,000. Wow. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, wow. Dan.
$5,000.
Dan.
That is high.
Really? You think so? Dan, depending on how this thing was run, which I'm guessing not crazy.
Garage kept like grandma mobile.
Yeah. I'm thinking like it's a non-offensive color. You got the beige. I see no signs of rust. Little scuff.
There's no rust on that. It's all aluminum.
Little scuff back here in the bumper. Engine bay looks clean. Are you guys seeing this? Why is it not cycling through? I'm sharing the screen. Yeah.
I know. You're like the engine bay. You're like, how the hell
I see why. That? I see why. Hold on. I see why. This is what's happening. There. Let's pull our money together and buy that baby. Yes. Podcast car.
Podcast mobile.
There you go.
Look at that
engine bay. Very clean, Dan. Look at that thing.
Look at that four cylinder.
Pretty clean. I mean,
the size of the windshield wiper fluid.
You need a lot of windshield wiper fluid, Dan.
Are those two batteries?
No.
No, it's just why it's a single. Yeah. Okay. It just has a
nice clean trunk, spacious trunk.
I'm going to put my bike in it.
You could fit, let's say one.
It definitely, somebody definitely had subwoofers in the back. Is that a cable right there?
Looks like it. Maybe. I don't know who's subbing out.
It's an audio cable.
Yeah, maybe. You could fit at least three bodies back there.
Man.
Let's see. Ooh, it's spare tire. Spare tires there. The interior, pretty clean.
It's a pretty clean car. Yeah, 99.
Yeah, look at this thing. I mean, it looks well maintained.
It does.
We got
head unit. I told you I had some audio in there.
Yeah, we got the head unit in there.
Look at that. Oh, dude, remember head units?
Yes, Daniel, of course. And it's got an aux cable, which is huge. For a 99, that's gigantic. Yeah. And it's got a USB input. I'm wondering if you could do a little USB into an iPhone.
Oh, could. I would just, in true 99 fashion, just put my, put like a memory stick right in there. Flash drive.
What I was thinking, Dan, was buying a classic iPod. Like the spin wheel, the touch wheel.
Yeah, I got one.
And plugging that bad boy in.
Ooh, yeah. I have like
auxing in.
I have like the 128 gig, like the last one they made.
Hmm.
I see it every time I open my drawer. It just looks at me and goes, you should charge me.
You should.
I should charge you.
I wish mine would charge. I wish more. I bought a new battery for mine. And it. I think the hard drive's just toast.
Oh, I think I remember you talking about that.
This car is beautiful.
Ooh, hubcaps too?
Yeah.
$5,000 with hubcaps?
I mean,
those tires are shot.
Those are worn.
Christ, Jesus. This is going for $5,000?
I mean, the tires, you could spend $30 on tires for this car.
I know, but dude, that is $5,000?
$5,000
in Baltimore?
But Dan, remember, it's 87, it's got another 400,000 miles on it. It's got a lot of life left.
Yeah, there's a lot of life left in that, but geez, man.
This would be a perfect everyday driver.
Oh, of course.
Wow. Find me find me 2K or 2K more for a 10-year newer car. I'm going with that. Are you going with something as reliable, though?
I guess Mule's not putting any treehouse in the back of this Corolla.
Well, he's he saw that there's no coffee can tip, you know, it's not stick shift. He can't.
He can't race it for pinks.
Yeah, there's really no. It's really not.
He was talking about. Oh, he was like, he was actually paying attention. He was looking at another Corolla on the page.
Is he talking about this one here, the 2003 Toyota Corolla? But which has 181,000 miles on it.
Damn. 100,000 more.
See, we were talking specifically about low mileage. The 2009
Blue
still 109,000 miles on it.
Ooh, that's like 20,000 more.
The newer cars aren't as good. I'll put that out there.
They don't make them like they used to, Tom?
No, they're like refrigerators, man. They look better. Sure, they got a lot more bells and whistles. But the 99 Corolla?
They don't have that lasting power of a white refrigerator.
This thing, have you ever seen the, have you ever seen that, is it the Camry, the Craigslist ad? 99.
Oh, the one that, the really well-written one?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I forget.
Corolla.
I have seen it.
Craigslist ad. I think it's that. Yeah. No, it's a, what is this thing? 99 Corolla. Shelby. Yes. Just reality. Sure. Just reality. This is,
that is reality.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the 99 Toyota Corolla is the Craigslist thing, the goated Craigslist ad. I'm trying to find it here.
It's one of the best written ads.
Yeah. Where is it? I'm going to get it here. All right. Bluetooth, nope. Sunroof, nope. Fancy wheels, nope. Rear view camera? Nope. But it's got a transparent rear window and you have a fucking neck that can turn. Let me tell you a story. One day my Corolla started making a strange sound. I didn't give a shit and ignored it. It went away. The end. You can... You can take the engine out of this car, drop it off the Golden Gate Bridge, fish it out of the water 1,000 years later, put it in the trunk of the car, fill the gas tank with Nutella, turn the key, and this puppy would fucking start right up. This car will this car will outlive you. It will outlive your children. Things this car is old enough to do. Vote yes. Consent consent to sex. Yes. Rent a car. It is a car.
Oh, I forgot about that.
This car's got history. It's seen
making me cry.
It's seen some shit. People have done straight things in this car. People have done gay things in this car. It's not going to judge you like a fucking Volkswagen would.
Oh, it's too good. It's too good. With tears, you can fill the gas tank with Nutella.
The car's exterior color is gray, but its interior color is gray. In the owner's manual, oil is listed as optional. Oh
too
my
good,
god.
Too good. Too good,
Tom. Yeah, it's great. Its favorite food is spaghetti. Its favorite TV show is Alf. And its favorite band is a tie between Bush and the Gin Blossoms. This car is as practical as a Roth IRA. It's a middle of the road as your grandpa
Holy
during
shit.
His silver his last
Holy
silver.
Shit.
What?
Bryce Harper just hit a grand salami.
Man, this guy is
Dude, he's got three home runs on the board for tonight.
Man. Oh man. When I ran the Carfax on for this car, I got back a single piece of paper that said it's a Corolla. It's fine.
It's a Corolla, it's fine.
Ah man. That it's just
that's perfect.
I'd pay $5,000 for it.
I'd pay $5,000 for that superhero right there.
Oh my god. Yeah, Toyota Corollas.
We'll have to put that post up on our Instagram. Yeah. Or take a screenshot of that Craigslist ad. That was like one of the best. Gotta bring that back.
Let's see here. Yeah, Bryce Harper, three home runs and a grand slam. Wow. What a monster. I hope I'm not playing him in fantasy. No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's having himself a time.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I want to find out who has him in our fantasy league. Yeah, he has 21 points by himself.
No one else is hitting but Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is carrying this entire damn team right now.
Yeah, it's 8-1 and he has 6 RBIs. That is that's something else. All right, let's see. I don't know what happened to my either way. you had some beer news, Daniel.
Yeah, I thought this would be a fun little debate here. It's not really news, but I don't know if have you seen this? Have you seen this, Tom?
You seen this? Have you heard about this?
Heard about this? So you've seen the Stella Artois like commercials with David Beckham?
Yes.
Basically, like David Beckham's like the face of Stella Artois now.
It makes sense.
I was reading that news and it got me thinking. Because obviously we talk about banquet beer and High Life. Like if we were Coors or if we were, you know, Miller Brewing, like who would we like tap to be like the face of those beers?
Okay.
Because we have to factor in, like, we're going up against the Belgians and David Beckham. Like, we need someone who embodies, you know, marketable, you know. Gotta have the sex appeal of David Beckham, but also it has to embody the beer too.
Mm-hmm.
To be like someone who looks like they drink High Life.
Are we doing High Life and banquet beer?
I would say we could do High Life, and then if we have time, we could do banquet beer.
All right, so High Life. I have a great one for banquet beer.
We can start with that. I mean, if you got banquet beer, I'd love to hear it because I have none, but I'm just like, I wanted to pick your brain about it and see if I can find any inspiration as well.
Banquet beer, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Now that's a good, you know, I wouldn't have thought about that because, you know, we're trying to go up against David Beckham. You know, are we going to get the sex appeal out of exactly?
There is.
There's the face.
There's a very good amount of the population that would drop trout for.
I feel like
Sam
boomer,
Elliott.
Like there's baby boomers out there. Like there's some women who would just completely disregard menopause and start getting sopping wet for Sam Elliott.
Yeah, that voice, man. that voice, yeah, that glorious stash he's got.
Yeah, Banquet beer is a Sam Elliott beer, right?
He seems like just a man's man.
Are we going to get the younger generation with that too, though?
We could.
We could with the country music generation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Banquet Beer's going to get that, mm-hmm, too. I bet there's like a 19-year-old like country girl from Tennessee who would totally like, yeah, I'd hit that.
Oh, yeah. And like a majority of those country music chicks have daddy issues, so.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Know, yeah.
Sam Elliott is the perfect Banquet Beer spokesperson.
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
That's good. Good, good one, Tom. I can't even think of a better one. That's perfect.
All right.
But High Life's tough because I want to market to the younger generation. I don't know if I want to go too old with it. It's the champagne of beers. I'll try to think of like celebrations. Like, who could we get to like take High Life to the next level?
Here you go, Dan.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Guy is aging like a fine champagne.
He is aging gracefully, yeah.
Obviously works well with the younger generation.
Does. Like, I could see a couple commercials where like he comes into a bar, orders a High Life, and like people are all like, it's like champagne and beers.
Well, I think of him in as like the Great Gatsby, like that. Yeah, there's that. Think about him in Wolf of Wall Street. Like,
that's the face.
The dude, as soon as a chick turns 26, he dumps her and then starts dating a 20-year-old for another 6 years.
Yeah, that guy could never own a Corolla. Mm-mm. Nah, they get too old. Mm-hmm. He's Rick Ross. He's Maybacher bust.
Is he rugged enough for a High Life? Does a High Life have to be rugged?
Does he have that party aspect to him? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is a High Life going to be like right there?
Dude, they just caught him at, I think at a basketball game, slamming some nose sodas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. High Life. Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio, man. That sounds good. I'd back it.
I like that. Who else? Who else could be in the running for High Life?
I was trying to think of like who's big now that would like drink High Life, and it would have that David Beckham like could we go athlete like David Beckham but American, like a football player?
Jason Kelce?
Could we do like a Travis Kelce?
Jason Kelce. Travis Kelce's too much of a pretty boy for.
Yeah, but pretty boys, what's gonna sell? That's what I'm saying. I
think Travis. When I think of Travis Kelce, I think of like White Claw. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jason Kelce being a High Life guy would be
party
awesome,
guy.
Yeah.
You know, dude clearly likes to throw back a couple. The type of dude who takes his shirt off at the Super Bowl,
chugging a fucking like a long neck bottle of High Life right there.
Yeah. I mean, there you go, Dylan. He could make his own beer and he would sell out easy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I think he's like a dream collab for any brewery.
Oh, of course. I don't know who's going to get him.
Broke
a Goblet already did.
Did they?
Yeah. They actually delivered the beers up to his house that nobody likes us and we don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dylan's right, all over the country at this point with the podcast.
Is like, I mean, that's his career now. Like, I mean, until sports, I guess there is talk about him
broadcasting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what are some other athletes?
Athletes that could do that. I was trying to think of a quarterback, like someone who's in that, like, in that quarterback's position. Who could like pull off the High Life? I mean, Gronk could do High Life.
he's a Miller Lite guy.
Yeah, okay.
He screams Miller Lite. I'm trying to think.
Because like Kirk Cousins.
I was just about to say Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I was going to say Kirk Cousins, like Uncle Kirk could kick back some high life. I see that.
Yeah. He definitely has aspects of it, but he also screams like milk is my beverage of choice. Like, like he's
like
not
a warm glass of milk before bed guy.
Yeah. Like even at a party, like he'd be like, they'd be like, oh, you want something from the keg? And he's like, do you guys have milk in the fridge?
It's just some water, like ice water, please.
Matt Stafford. I could see Matt Stafford being a high life guy.
I could see all of the, I could see the entire Detroit Lions team being a high life team.
No, I cannot see Jared Goff being a high life,
or guy. At least the coach.
Yeah. Oh yeah. MCDC, Motor City, Dan Campbell.
Yeah. MCDC. Yeah.
Yes. That dude is a high life guy.
Oh yeah.
He would be in the running for a banquet boy.
Yeah, he would be a banquet boy. Just like those inspirational like locker room speeches, but it's about banquet beer.
Yeah, chewing off kneecaps. I'm like going through like all of the like what I'm thinking of like all of the I'm going through all of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, none of them are really jumping out to me.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger coming back and doing high life.
Yeah.
And I don't want that shade on high life though.
No.
Yeah. I don't want high life to be associated with rape fuel. this will have you breaking down a bathroom stall in no time.
let's see. High life. Josh Allen.
Ooh.
From the Bills. Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen would be a good fit.
Yeah.
He's not too soft. He's got a little bit of a pretty boy aspect. Young enough, gunslinger.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen would be a good one. I think that's a town. That's a town that would embrace high life. Oh, he's a Labatt guy. Oh, of course he is. Hmm.
Makes sense. They're up by the border there. Who else is there?
Josh Allen really stuck it for me. I'm trying to think of like actors too. Like, could you get the guy from Reacher? Like, he's in so many things now. Like, could you get him to just be like high life?
Just
like a man's man drinking high life.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see Alan Richson. Yeah. I could see him. I could see him being a high life guy.
Yeah.
But not the character.
Like Reacher. He's not the character Reacher. Would definitely be a high life guy. Oh,
that's a good call, Dylan. He's definitely a Mick Ultra guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, could low he be carb. The guy who would say like, "I don't go for that Mick Ultra crap. I just drink real beer." Could he do that?
No, I think he would go full Mick Ultra. Let's see, NFL quarterbacks. Brock Purdy's too big of a dork to drink beer.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts isn't drinking a beer.
Nah.
Patrick Mahomes isn't. Yes. Brock there Purdy you go. Yeah. That's perfect.
NA hazy IPA.
All right. This could go a lot of different ways.
Okay. Tom's got a good one.
Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, Baker Mayfield.
Okay. I mean, Baker Mayfield, I think I have the perfect guy.
Any beer, honestly. He could do Miller Lite. He could do Mick Ultra, but he could also do High Life.
Yeah. He could do Bud Light. He could do the old Shane Gillis and try and get on the Bud Light boat.
Hey, get on the Bud Light train.
Yeah. Try and turn that around.
Yeah.
All right.
Who was the dude with the mullet that we had for?
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew. He's got high life written all over him. I mean, he's got hard Mountain Dew written all over
him. He's a PBR guy.
There's a Four Loko guy.
Yeah. All right. Here's two that I'll throw out to you.
Okay.
Joe Burrow.
All right. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Joe Cool. He's still active. Joe Flacco.
Ooh. Flacco.
Flacco. Grizzled vet.
Grizzled vet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good call, Dylan. I mean, Joe Burrow could be a Vaca sort of guy. And everything. Yeah,
like he's got
Flacco's a Delaware.
He's got blue collar written all over him. Man.
Flacco's a Delaware guy.
Yeah, but he also play. I mean, yeah, played you know with the. I always remember him as a Raven. I don't really remember him much as anything else but a Raven.
I mean, I remember him as a Blue Hen. Delaware.
Real hipster thing to say. I knew him before he was in the professional sports.
I could see him as a spokesperson for High Life.
I could see High Life. That's 100%. That's a good one.
He has to be the oldest quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the look for it. You know, he's all scruffed up, grizzled vet. Comeback player of the year.
But still can, like, you know, hang out with the guys after a game and stuff and party down.
Oh, here you go. Trevor Lawrence, definitely an espresso martini guy.
Oh, totally.
Trevor Lawrence is, that's an espresso martini guy if I've ever seen
absolutely.
One.
No doubt.
Who else on here? Russell Wilson is just a warm cranberry juice guy.
Oof, yeah. He's a Malort guy.
I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's what I would put. I think of everybody.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to go Flacco. Flacco as the athletic spokesperson.
I like it. So there you have it. Belgium. You guys have your David Beckham. We have Joe Flacco.
And we have what's his name?
And Sam Elliott.
Yeah, Sam Elliott for banquet beer.
We got Joe Flacco and Captain Mustache Ride ready to go. Mr. Steal Your Girl with that mustache.
Yes. Zach Wilson, Mr. Steal Your Mom. sponsored by Apple Teenies for all the mom. Go late on the teeny. All right. You want to wrap this thing up, Dan? We're at about an hour. I don't think we have enough time for another topic.
Now, yeah, I think we wrapped this up perfectly. I honestly, Tom, one beer episode, just finished my beer just a few seconds ago.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I love it. Perfectly concise, great topics, good banter.
Great to the point. Yep.
Yeah. Let's sign off for the evening, folks.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Thanks everybody for hanging around. I like this. If you feel any other way that we should keep the two beer episodes or if we should just keep running with the one beer episodes. Let us know. Let us know what you think. But other than that,
let us know, guys.
Next week, unless we have a guest that decides to answer us, I think we should do one beer, because we'll only be able to drink one of them, Dan. I think we should do...
Okay.
We should feature a beer that was given to us tonight.
Yeah, should we do it in a fashion that we used to drink those types of beers?
That would be tough, Dan. It would be tough.
I mean, I think it would be an tough achievement as a podcast.
It would be tough to operate a podcast with one hand.
Don't worry, Tom. I'll do it, Tom. I'll do it the whole time over here. I'll be like, hold on, let me pull it up on Untapped. It'll be good. But guys, yeah, we have a beer feature next week that will not only be a good craft beer, I think, in my prediction, but also just hilariously packaged.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read up on it after we received it. It sounds like it's a good beer, but it is hilarious how they package this bad boy.
Yeah, it's not something you see very often.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But all right, this has been Best Friends Podcast episode 207.
We out.
See you.
Best Friends Pod, hosted by Dan and Tom. 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 This podcast is hosted by two bros. So crack a beer and laugh at some videos. Superhuman jump through barbed wire bricks. Fuck this shit. Clang out with little lunchbox. Become a cluggolette. A cluggolette. Sometimes I'm a stouty boy, sometimes lazy. And this podcast is both. So it's all for me. Best Friends Pod, hosted by Dan and Tom. Cindy Crawford's a fan, how could you go wrong? So many pods up there, were it the ones for me? Epstein is still alive, and listens to Best Friends Pod.